640 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The presidential candidates are in Michigan today as the campaign enters the final stretch.
18 days. 18 days left in one of the most consequential elections of our lifetime.
While Kamala Harris and Donald Trump continued their campaigning in Washington, a federal judge released evidence the special counsel used to charge Trump in the election subversion case. Correspondent Nicole Skanga.
Trump's legal team objected to the release and says it amounts to election interference. Early voting is underway in more than half of states.
At a NATO meeting today, the new Secretary General promised support for Ukraine will continue.
Moscow may be loud, but NATO is strong.
After talks in Germany, President Biden said there was no consensus on giving Ukraine the long-range weapons it's been seeking. President Zelensky wants to strike deeper into Russia. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde meet tonight for their only debate. You can hear it on many Civic Media stations tonight at 6:50. Groups are asking the state attorney general to look into intimidating text messages sent to young adults about voting in Wisconsin. Jay Heck of Common Cause says he thinks most won't fall for it.
I think younger people, by and large, I think are less susceptible to some of this stuff that they see in the texts that they get because they're just more used to social media. And I think a lot of them are probably a little more savvy about whether it's true or not.
The texts warn of fines or jail time for breaking election laws. Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Milwaukee woman is accused of running a $3.7 million scam. 34-year-old Lakia Jackson has been indicted for allegedly orchestrating a healthcare fraud and kickback scheme involving prenatal care. The indictment alleges that Jackson, owner of We Care Services, offered money to women to sign up for services. She would then allegedly submit the fake claims for services that she never provided. The proposed Waukesha County sales tax has a high-profile opponent. Terry Dietrich, Waukesha County Republican Party chairman, has publicly opposed the county's proposed 0.5% sales tax. He says it's too much, too fast. The tax is supported by County Executive Paul Farrow and aims to cover a $5 million budget shortfall. A vote is scheduled for next week. Dietrich is reportedly rallying voters to voice their concerns to county board supervisors. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks preseason ends with a loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing in Dallas 109-84. Doc Rivers playing a lot of his younger players. What did he think of watching Giannis and Damian Lillard coaching the rookies?
I loved it. I loved it. I just think we got so many young guys on our team. The way they can be taught right is by obviously the coaches, but really the players. And when we have a group of guys that are invested in our young guys, I think that's going to pay dividends.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers play the Houston Texans Sunday, featuring quarterback C.J. Stroud. The Packers have 17 takeaways this season, the most in the NFL, thanks to new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who says they have a team meeting called The Ball, where all they do is talk about turnovers.
We're talking about it each week. It's not just talk. It's not like hearsay, like, hey, we're going to attack the ball and be good at taking away the ball. We've dedicated a whole meeting to it. When I was in San Francisco with the Niners, Kyle had me do that meeting every Thursday for 2 years.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high into the low 70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
In a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol, and serving food from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a breakfast burrito or biscuit sandwich. How about a delicious Hunt Brothers pizza or juicy Cooper's Express fried chicken, chicken sandwich with pepper gravy, wings, tenders, fish, or shrimp with all your favorite sides? Stop in or order ahead at 262-933-4747. Hop and Shop in Waukesha.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Sorry to break it to you. It's not Dom Salvia. It's Matt Rothschild here. Subbing in for Dom, who's on vacation today as he was yesterday. He'll be back on Monday. Don't fear. Everything is cool. And I invite you to join the conversation here at 855-752-4842 or 855-75-CIVIC, because we're on the Civic Media Radio Network all across the great state of Wisconsin. We do have a call from Northwoods, Terry. Terry, what's on your mind?
Just going to say, Matt, what I hear up here all the time is migration. You know, that bill that didn't go through, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, did that allow 5,000 and then stop at that per day? Am I off on that?
I believe it would allow the president to say, yeah, no more than 5,000 a day, if I'm not mistaken. Terry, where are you in Northwoods, Terry?
Rice Lake. You've been up here, Matt.
I have been. I've spoken up there. I enjoy that area. It's a beautiful part of Wisconsin. But it amazes me that the migration issue can play, you know, in the Northwoods of Wisconsin, or, you know, in the dairy state at all, because, of course, our dairy industry would be totally ground to a halt if they had horrendous mass deportations like Donald Trump's talking about it. Whole other industries like the restaurant industry would collapse. And this idea that we can survive well here in Wisconsin by cracking down on immigrants is just ridiculous. And I think anyone who's been working in businesses around the state knows how valuable that immigrant labor is. So I'm hoping the people of Wisconsin are smart enough to see through the fear mongering on immigration. I mean, as I said before, I mean, what has Trump got? What do they have the Republicans got right now, except bigotry against immigrants, bigotry against trans folks? I mean, it's just, it's disgusting.
That's all they got, Matt. And but with the red hats that I talked to, they want it down to zero.
Well,
I mean, that's, you know,
they're not being very smart because they don't understand what's going to happen to their communities, our communities. So, Northwoods, Terry, thanks so much, and enjoy Rice Lake. I hope to come up there again sometime soon. And now I'm just delighted to be joined by Jody Habish-Sinikin, who's running against one of my least favorite Republicans, Dewey Strobel, in the 8th Senate District. A district that runs from Whitefish Bay up to Port Washington and also a bit to the west. Civic Media's Dan Schaefer says this might be the single most interesting race in the Wisconsin state legislature happening this year. Jody Habish-Sinikin, welcome to the Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you very much, Matt. Happy to be here.
You know, it's great to see you. I remember working with you when you were at Midwest Environmental Advocates, doing tremendous work to protect the beautiful environment here in Wisconsin, our tremendous natural resources here. And I was tickled when you ran last time and you just barely lost. And I was crushed to see that. But, you know, I admired you for throwing your hat in the ring the first time because you hadn't run for office, to my knowledge, before that. And here you are again, running in a very important race. And what gives you the courage to jump into this political fray?
I really, as an environmental attorney for all these years and being so involved with our community, I have seen for too long now that under the gerrymander that Wisconsin's legislature has been stuck in gridlock with legislators not working across the aisle or even with each other in their own party. And given the skills that I have learned and have practiced as an environmental attorney and passing the Great Lakes Compact, Wisconsin's puppy mill bill, et cetera, I very much know I have the skills, and I did not want to stand by and watch Dewey Strobel be unchallenged in this very important Senate seat.
You know, it's interesting. I'm reminded of a comment that a woman who's been very active in the Democratic Party of Wisconsin for many years once told me. She said, potential candidates would come up to her. She's a donor, would come up to her for money. And she would say, you know, Matt, when I have male candidates come up to me and I ask them why they're running, usually it's because they just want to run and want to get, want the prestige of getting a post. But when women candidates come up to me, they're running for a purpose. They're running because they want to achieve a specific objective or move things along on an issue that's really important to them. And that's what you reminded me of there. You mentioned the rigged maps. Now, this district has been redistricted. We have fairer maps now. Is this district more competitive than it was before?
Yeah, it certainly was. During the special election, before the maps have changed, there was a baked-in 12-point Republican advantage, making it very difficult for Democrats to run with any chance of success. As you mentioned, I did get within 2 points, just around 1,200 votes shy of prevailing against Dan Knodel in that special election, but it was a steep climb. Mm-hmm. Under the new maps, they are certainly fairer. Under the Marquette poll, there is still about a 6-point Republican advantage at the outset. But I'm happy to report that I believe we are very much 50-50 right now, and we have overcome that disadvantage.
Oh, that's impressive. Now, you just come in from knocking on the doors, you told me. What are you hearing at the doors?
Gosh, today, too. It's been every day this week and, of course, all the weeks and months before this. I am hearing very much that people have it up to here with the divisiveness and the lack of progress in Wisconsin, and particularly are looking at our legislators. They are familiar with Dewey Strobel's reputation as an obstructionist, many of those who know him. For those doors I'm knocking on who do not know him personally or have experiences with him, I do walk through what he has failed to accomplish and how he has been holding up so many vital funds in his role on the Joint Finance Committee. But at the doors, first and foremost, it's just frustration, lack of progress. And the second most common comments and discussions I'm having is around women's reproductive freedoms. It is front and center on everyone's mind. And I mean it. It's not just the women answering the door. It is most certainly also men who put that as their first or second top issue.
And Dewey Strobel on this issue is horrible, isn't he?
He is literally the most extreme far right legislator in Wisconsin on this issue. He has not just been opposed to abortion in all circumstances, but he's voted against a right to contraception. He has moved to amend the Constitution to include fetal personhood language, which is, we all kind of saw what happened in Alabama when that came up, which would have put and would in Wisconsin also compromise IVF, which is extraordinarily important to so many families in Wisconsin, as well as he was the single, sole, one and only state senator in Wisconsin who voted against expanding Medicaid to the most vulnerable moms in Wisconsin. He voted to prevent that expansion from 60 days to a year, leaving Wisconsin in a position that it's only us in Arkansas in the whole country who has opposed that expansion of medical visits for new moms and their babies.
No, that's not great company to be in. Now, have you had a debate with him? Excuse my ignorance on that.
No, we haven't had one. And he actually, we just received word this earlier this week that he has pulled out of the one that we had set in motion for a week before the election.
Really? So there's going to be no debate whatsoever?
That's correct.
Well, that's not a really good competitive spirit there. I mean, the people of that district, they deserve to hear from both candidates. I mean, I'm a firm believer that debates are important, that citizens in each district should be able to hear from both candidates in a debate. I mean, that's pretty standard, isn't it?
It really is. I did have a very productive, and I was very pleased with the debate that I had with Dan Knodel in the special election, and my supporters and others were very much appreciated that opportunity to chew through the issues. In this case, it is not going to happen. Fortunately, there have been other forums where we have had an opportunity facilitated by journalists to have a compare contrast with our priorities and our records. So just this past week, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did an excellent piece, actually two pieces, comparing and contrasting Dewey Strobel and myself in terms of what our values are, our priorities, our accomplishments. And I do encourage your listeners and viewers to look that up.
At the Journal Sentinel.
That's correct.
Yeah. And so, you know, at the doors, what do you tell people your values are?
I tell them very much that, again, as I mentioned, I am somebody who has the ability and more just the convictions of the importance of working across the aisle to get things done. You don't have to agree with every aspect of a piece of proposed legislation or the people that you're working with to be able to work things forward. And I did that, as you referenced, with the Great Lakes Compact. We had to really get into the trees of that forest over a several year process to be able to pass that 8 Great Lakes state, 2 Canadian provinces, and a national compact. And I promise you, there was a lot of things that could have gotten caught up in partisan debate and dysfunction, but we were able to work through that. And I was representing a statewide coalition of conservationists and environmentalists, public officials, local communities, and the like. And we were able to get that done. And the issues that's facing Wisconsin now also require that spirit of bipartisanship for us to be able to move forward. Everyone knows that Wisconsin is a purple state, and this Senate District 8 is certainly about as purple as you can get. So you really do need a legislator who is not far right extremist like Dewey Strobel, but somebody who really does reflect the values of the district, which is not a radical district.
I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm subbing in here for Dom on the Dom Salvia Show. I'm speaking with Jody Habish-Sinikin, who's running against Dewey Strobel in the 8th Senate District, just north of Milwaukee, along the lake and a little bit to the west. And we'll be back in a little bit, just a minute or so, and I want to hear what you'd like to accomplish if you win the election and what you think Democrats can accomplish if they gain the Assembly and maybe take the Senate this time or next. We'll be right back on the Dom Salvia Show.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt Rothschild with you here on the Dom Salvia Show. Thanks for hanging around with me. And I've been delighted to have on the line here Jody Habish-Sinikin, who's running against Dewey Strobel in the 8th Senate District, the district that runs from Whitefish Bay up to Port Washington and over to the west just a little bit. I wanted to ask you, Jody, you know, if you win this election, what's the number one issue you'd like to address once you get to the state Senate?
Well, first and foremost, what we need in Wisconsin is legislation that will address the uncertainty that is remaining around women's healthcare access. And I would want to introduce legislation that would provide certainty that we have Roe v. Wade protections for Wisconsin women, as we have had for over 50 years until the Dobbs decision. That is really needed. I have been meeting with many doctors across not just the district, but across the state, who are really underscoring how that uncertainty is putting women's lives still in danger in many parts of the state. And it's preventing us having access to enough doctors to take care of women. So that would be my first priority as a legislator.
You know, Jody, you remind me of a conversation I had with an OBGYN in southern Wisconsin who was put in a horrible circumstance where she had a patient who was potentially bleeding out, and she had to get a couple other doctors to come in and say it's okay. This you know, this is before a judge in Wisconsin said that 1849 ban was unconstitutional. They had to give her permission to essentially to save her patient's life. I mean, no doctor should be put in that position. No woman should be put in that position. And it's just horrible that that women in Wisconsin were put in that position after the Dobbs decision. I also fault the Democrats who were in power briefly in all three branches of government here in Wisconsin years ago for not taking that law off the books and enshrining Roe v. Wade. So I'm glad that's going to be one of the first things you do if you get in. Now, even if you win, it seems unlikely that Democrats are going to be in charge of the state Senate. There is a fighting chance, an even chance, that Democrats could grab hold of the state assembly. What difference do you think that change in power would have for our politics?
It would be important, even if we get close in both. As you are right to say, the state Senate, we have to wait for another year and a half till 2026 to be able to have the odd numbered Senate seats resolved. But this seat, my Senate seat, is the must have, must win seat for us to achieve a Democratic majority in 2026, because the next Senate seats coming up in that session will be less competitive. Mine is known as the most competitive, again, because of the maps and that advantage that I shared with you at the start of our conversation. If we are successful in turning this district blue after 30 plus years of Republican legislators sitting here, it would be really important to put that pressure and to create, again, that energy for bipartisan work and progress in Wisconsin. For the assembly, I have also heard that we're going to get either we're going to get to the majority or we're going to get close enough that we will, again, still create that positive change for legislators being willing to work together again rather than just ignoring all cooperation.
I mean, isn't it amazing what fair maps can do for our state and for our democracy?
Yes.
And you talk about how politicians and the Republicans in power here since the Walker rigging of the maps in 2010 have not, you know, felt that they needed to get along with anybody. I mean, I remember going to many hearings, some I testified at and some I was just, you know, sitting in the audience. They were so disrespectful, the Republican chairs, to their Democratic colleagues, cutting them off, laughing at them, you know, acting like they were just kind of high school bullies and not giving, you know, not caring a bit of what the Democrats had to say, not willing to work together on anything. That's why the people aren't getting what they want in Wisconsin. I mean, expansion of Medicaid, you mentioned earlier, legalizing medical marijuana, much less commercial, you know, recreational marijuana. Those are, you know, 67% for recreational, 82% for medical marijuana or more. I mean, there are things, expansion, you know, of healthcare coverage, education spending. There are things that people in Wisconsin, vast majorities of people in Wisconsin have wanted for years and years and years. If you look at the polls, haven't been able to get because of the rigged maps, haven't been able to get because Republicans were totally disregarding what the vast majority of Wisconsinites wanted. And to that extent, our democracy wasn't working. The rigged maps had put a real kink in the way that democracy is supposed to work. So I'm just delighted that the fair maps are giving someone like you, Jody Habish-Sinikin, a chance to have a fair fight with the Republican Dewey Strobel in the 8th Senate District. Why don't you tell our listeners who may be impressed with you as I am, Jody, how they might be able to help your campaign?
Yeah, well, thank you. We are very much with just about, gosh, it's a little over 2 weeks to go. We're very much in those last days. Anyone who lives in the district, canvassers, always needed, postcard writers, phone calls, anyone that you know, please make those phone calls and let them know that this election matters to them. Of course, for fundraising, that always goes into radio time and commercials. And they can look me up, my website up online, of course. So all of those ways helps to build the energy and the solidarity so that none of us have to feel a sense of regret that we didn't do enough to affect the change that we've been waiting on for so long.
No regrets. We got to work. That's Jody Habish-Sinikin, S-I-N-Y-K-I-N. That's S-I-N-Y-K-I-N. Look her up. Help her out.
Make sure to check the podcast notes for a quick and easy link.
Oh, there you go, Jess. Thanks. Jody Habish-Sinikin, thanks so much for being my guest on the Dom Salvia Show.
I appreciate it so much. Have a nice weekend, everybody.
Yeah, you too. And enjoy the nice weather while you're knocking on doors. Wear some sunscreen. It's going to be sunny out there.
It's true. Thanks, Matt. Thank you, Jess, too.
Oh, it's just great having you as a guest. You're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. I'm Matt Rothschild, subbing in for Dom. You may know me as the former editor and publisher at the Progressive Magazine or executive director at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I love being on civic media and helping out here to the extent that I can. We're going to be right back with an organizer right here on campus, the University of Wisconsin, with the Democratic Party trying to turn out the vote. You don't want to miss that. We'll be right back.
like UW-Madison that attracts a lot of people from out of state is people are always going, their voter registration is always going to have to be checked, rechecked, re-registered, and all of that. So just making sure people have the resources. I mean, online registration ended. We did a lot there. We were tabling multiple days a week, contacting students in between class, making sure they were registered to vote online. We're sending people to the clerk's office now.
One thing I'm wondering is, are you urging people who are from New York or California or Illinois, where their vote isn't going to make that much of a difference, to register here in Wisconsin?
Yes, we're making sure, we're asking what state they're from, and if they aren't from another battleground state, we're telling them to vote in Wisconsin, because I feel like a lot of people don't participate in elections because I feel like their voice doesn't matter. But when the election in 2020 was decided by two to three votes per precinct, your vote matters. So if you get your roommates to vote, their friends, you can really turn the tide of this election and be the defining vote.
Yeah, every vote matters here for sure. Obama and Walz are supposed to be coming on Tuesday here to Madison. Do you know where they're going to be speaking yet?
I do not know where they're going to be speaking yet, but College Dems will be there. I think that's bringing a lot of buzz, too, because people my age, we love Obama, but when he was president, we weren't old enough to really interact with his campaign. So I was talking to people on the street, at work, at the bars last night, and people are so excited to go, and that's really bringing the enthusiasm people out to vote.
So Obama still got the magic.
Yes, he definitely has magic. And we have so many students from Minnesota that just adore Tim Walz. So this is really a winning event that we have coming up Tuesday.
I like Tim Walz too. Do you think it was a good pick?
It was a very good pick. He feels like America's dad. He's very relatable. He's a teacher, so he understands the youth. So yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you coming by the studio here. I've been speaking with Jeff Messer of the College Dems here in Madison at UW, and he'll be busy the next 18 days, as we all should be, as we try to get the vote out and make Wisconsin number one in voter turnout. That's what I'm hoping will be. You're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. I'm Matt Rothschild. We'll be back with our final segment. Thanks for staying tuned.
Thank you.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this
easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Hey, Matt Rothschild here. We're not crying. We're enjoying being on the air with you.
We're not crying anymore.
Yeah, I need to apologize. We had a little audio problem there, a little dead air for a little bit. But Jess has solved all the problems, and we're back up and running. And thanks for listening to the Dom Salvia Show. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm the former editor and publisher of the Progressive Magazine, and was at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign for almost a decade. Dom's on vacation today. He'll be back on Monday. I appreciate all the guests we've had on today. It was great having Messer here from the College Dems and Scott Ross and Jody Habish-Sinikin and Bianca Shaw. I thank them all for being here. I thank you, Jess, for troubleshooting.
Always, always.
Which is crazy. I do want to draw attention to an article that was in the New York Times today. It was entitled "Forget Swing States." It's these 21 micro communities that could decide the election.
Oh,
so it's interesting. It was by a pollster at Echelon Heights, which sounds like it's a subdivision in Middleton or Fitchburg, but I guess it's a polling company. Anyway, they get to Wisconsin, and he talks about Dane County. Of course, he talks about the Wow counties around Milwaukee as being pivotal. And also the Fox Valley, but he also mentions Southwest Wisconsin, noting, and I'm going to quote here briefly, in 2016, Wisconsin's driftless region in the rural Southwest of Wisconsin was ground zero for rural Republican realignment, with voters there moving rightward from 2012 by a net of 24 points by 2016. But he noted the Republicans only had a 13-point margin in 2020 that's lower than what they had in other rural areas. Given the importance of the driftless area in this election just 18 days from now, and Todd Albaugh's from there, he's from Richland Center, he talks about it a lot on the Todd Albaugh Show, I wanted to hear again the wise words from Dale Schultz, former majority leader of the Republicans in the state Senate. Dale Schultz is kind of a hero of mine because he's been a champion of getting rid of these gerrymandered maps. And he also was brave during the Walker years in opposing Act 10 and also opposing the mining bill. He's not afraid to stick his neck out, and he stuck his neck out once more, Tess. So if you could play that clip, that would be great.
Of course.
After 50 years in politics, 32 years in the state legislature as a proud Republican, I am throwing my support to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their quest for the White House.
And let's also hear the second clip where he recognizes that it won't be enough just for him, even though he's held this pivotal position within the Republican Party. It's on all of us.
I have friends and neighbors who so generously supported me for those 32 years will pay attention to the issues, listen to the candidates, and come to a conclusion that the Harris-Waltz team is the best for our future, and we'll get out and vote. I'll say it again, we'll get out and vote because it is so important. Our future depends on it.
So that's Dale Schultz. Dale Schultz was the most powerful Republican in the state Senate here in Wisconsin for several years. He is telling everyone who ever voted for him, and all their friends for that matter, to whether they identify as Republican or independent or Democrat, but especially if they identify as a Republican or an independent, to do what he did, and that is to choose Kamala Harris because it is so important right now for our democracy. And I know Dale Schultz. I know he is a patriot. I know he believes strongly in our democracy. And to me, this was an act of courage on his part, and I hope more Republicans will follow his lead, Republicans in leadership. But also, if you're a Republican or an independent and you're listening to this and you know Dale Schultz, and you also know what we're up against with Donald Trump, who just seems crazier and crazier.
By the day, by the minute. Mm-hmm.
I hope you will take his advice and vote for Kamala Harris. Your votes make a difference. There's no reason to view politics as just my team versus their team. That is just kind of juvenile, if you'll excuse me.
I mean, no, it is. And I think it's telling that a lot of the people who we've had on here who are saying, we need to be able to work together. We need to be able to work across the aisle. We need to be able to work towards the common good of all American people. Those are the people with the D behind their name, for the most part. And those who have an R behind their name, they're saying, yeah, this is the party that I love, and that guy does not represent me.
Right. And that's why I also admire the national security Republicans who've come out, more than 200 of them. That's why I admire the former military leaders in this country who usually keep their mouth shut and oftentimes are Republican. But, you know, we have Mark Milley, a former Joint Chief of Staff, the leading military figure, telling us that Donald Trump is a fascist to the core. We have Esper, who is defense secretary. You have, you know, other military leaders who served with Donald Trump who've been warning us over and over again. And now, fortunately, Kamala Harris is using that in a commercial. I hope that commercial runs far and wide. These quotes from these military leaders telling us how dangerous Donald Trump is. They know it. They saw it right up close. You couldn't have gotten closer. This guy is not someone we should trust to be in the Oval Office ever again. And that's why I'm urging everyone who's listening right now, no matter what party you affiliate with or whether you're an independent, to vote for Kamala Harris. Jess, I want to thank you so much for being a tremendous producer today. I want to thank all the callers, all the guests. It's great being with you. Stay tuned at 10 to 7 for the debate and for the coverage of that debate. Afterwards, you've been listening to the Dom Salvia Show. He'll be back on Monday. Have a nice weekend.
Great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, my guest for Freaky Friday is Racine paranormal investigator Ron Helmick, who brings actual audio footage of a ghost. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.